You're listening to SBS News.
The investigation into the killing of George Floyd at the hands of a police officer is ramping up in the United States. Footage shows the 46-year-old African-American handcuffed and pleading he is unable to breathe while an officer kneels on his neck for almost 8 minutes. As his death sparks national outrage and debate around police brutality, President Donald Trump is expressing his shock over the incident. Mr. Trump says he has summoned U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr to discuss the situation.
I feel very, very badly. It's a very shocking sight. Well, Bill and I were talking about it before. It's one of the reasons Bill's here right now, because, as you know, we're very much involved. And I've asked the Attorney General, FBI, and the Attorney General to take a very strong look and to see what went on.
However, the president has refused to comment on whether the police officers involved should be prosecuted. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Mr. Trump is upset by the footage and wants justice to be served. The four officers have been fired and there are calls for them to face criminal charges. In Minnesota, where the incident occurred, District Attorney Erica McDonald is promising to conduct a meticulous investigation. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and County Attorney are assisting the department as it probes what Ms. McDonald terms an incredibly and disturbing loss of life.
To be clear, the Department of Justice has made the investigation, in this case, a top priority. We have assigned highest of the high in my office to investigate and look at the case. FBI, likewise, has assigned their experienced law enforcement officers to conduct the investigation.
Protests have erupted around the country, growing increasingly violent in the Minnesotan cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Thousands of people have swarmed the streets, with some setting fires, looting shops, and throwing rocks and bottles at police officers and their cars. Governor Tim Walz has signed an executive order calling in the Minnesotan National Guard. Part of the U.S. military, the National Guard will maintain order after a state of emergency was declared for 72 hours. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is urging peace to be restored, acknowledging the frustration felt by the black community.
What we've seen over the last 2 days and the emotion-ridden conflict over last night is the result of so much built-up anger and sadness. Anger and sadness that has been ingrained in our black community, not just because of 5 minutes of horror, but 400 years.
Authorities also fear the potential spread of coronavirus during mass protests. Ilhan Omar, the representative of the congressional district where the death occurred, is supporting people's right to peacefully protest. She says while the incident is devastating, she wants to work with community leaders to find a way for protesters to maintain social distancing.
It's also devastating to know the anger and the frustration that people feel and have it be really evolve into a situation that is dangerous for everyone. To me, it's important for people to realize that violence begets violence, and more force brings about loss of life and more devastation. And so we have to find a balance here.
At the Cooney Homes Public Housing Project in Texas, where Mr. Floyd grew up, more than 24 of his childhood friends have set off to join the protest in the north. Mr. Floyd is being remembered as a big-hearted man who enjoyed playing football and basketball. His barber and close friend, Kendall Jones, is demanding all four police officers face criminal charges.
All four of them need to be held accountable because at the end of the day, if you think about it, if you're in the car and three other guys are with you and you commit a crime, the law is all four of y'all going to be prosecuted with the same case.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.